This is AgriPulse Drought Time for Monday, March 9th, brought to you by the National Oilseed Processors Association. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Daly. Crude oil prices spiking at near $120 in the overnight. Gasoline prices averaging $3.50 a gallon in the U.S. American Farm Bureau Federation warning that a short fertilizer supply and high price is a threat to farmers and food security. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said row crop farmers are already facing extreme challenging circumstances. Duvall says now the fertilizer situation is making a bad situation even worse.
Fertilizer is not an option to farmers. It's a critical input that determines the crop yield, ultimately the food supply for our American people. Fertilizer prices are spiking and supplies being unreliable at this moment in this during this season will directly affect farmers and the ability to plant for this year. So we're real concerned about the position that we're in right now.
Fertilizer is essential for crop production, and Duvall says farmers are receiving bad news.
We're being told that many of our farmers that haven't pre-ordered their fertilizer and paid for it may not even obtain the fertilizer that they're going to need during the season or for spring planting. That's why this situation is so serious. And it's not just a farm issue. It's a food security issue and an economic issue for the entire country.
Duvall says challenges on the farm will ripple through the economy.
When farmers face supply shortages or major price increases, those impacts ripple through the entire food chain. Higher expenses can ripple through to prices for our families across America. That's why maintaining a stable fertilizer supply chain is essential to not just farmers, but everyone that depends on the American agriculture.
Duvall says the American Farm Bureau asking Washington for help.
First, we're asking for them to utilize the U.S. Navy to provide and maintain safe and reliable maritime transportation of fertilizer shipments through the Strait of Hormuz. Second, we're asking the administration to work with international partners to maintain open supply lanes. Third, we are asking for steps to improve domestic transportation capacity so fertilizer can move through our ports, rail system, and inland waterways for farmers needed for spring planting. Then we're asking for the administration to consider temporary policy adjustments, including relief from certain duties and transportation barriers that could help stabilize fertilizer supply and the prices of them. And finally, we're asking that the administration use all reliable federal tools to maintain and address the insurance and financial barriers that could prevent fertilizer shipments from reaching American farmers during this critical spring planting season.
Duvall also making an appeal to fertilizer companies and agriculture retail suppliers.
We're asking all the companies that are calling on our farmers and serving our farmers with fertilizer through the supply chain to act responsibly. Farmers understand that global markets can be volatile, but they should not be taken advantage of during this time of geopolitical uncertainty. We urge fertilizer companies, distributions, and suppliers to avoid price gouging or optimizing their pricing that would further strain our farmers who are already under tremendous financial pressure.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Oilseed Processors Association. America's oilseed processors have invested billions of dollars to expand crush capacity right here at home, creating real jobs in rural communities and adding value to the soybeans grown by American farmers. These facilities don't just process crops, they keep value in America, strengthening local economies and connecting farmers to food, feed, and fuel markets around the world. But to protect that investment and keep American agriculture competitive, we need strong renewable fuel standard volumes that puts America's farmers and manufacturers first. The infrastructure is here. The farmers are ready. It's time for policy certainty. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.